بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: ما نقصت صدقة من مال، وما زاد الله عبدا بعفو إلا عزا، وما تواضع أحد لله إلا رفعه الله. رواه مسلم. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه says that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, Sadaqah, charity, does not decrease the wealth in any way. Sadaqah does not decrease the wealth in any way. What this means is, when a person gives charity, so obviously outwardly his money is decreasing. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah ta'ala then replaces the person with barakah. Allah gives him barakah, such barakah, that whatever wealth he has becomes sufficient for all his needs. So in reality, whilst he has given money and wealth has decreased, but the barakah will still remain, as though he now he's got more money and more wealth to fulfill all his needs. So in this hadith, we have been encouraged again to adopt this noble quality of giving sadaqah. وَمَا زَادَ اللَّهُ عَبْدًا بِعَفْوٍ إِلَّا عِزًّا. And when a person pardons another person for the sake of Allah, then it will only increase his own honor. So somebody has done wrong to you, and you forgive him. By you forgiving that person, Allah will give you honor, izzat, and respect. So forgiving others is another quality that we have been exhorted in this hadith. And when a person humbles himself for the sake of Allah, Allah will elevate his position. So we have learned also this quality of being humble. So when a person is humble and he's not boastful, he's not arrogant, then he will gain Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's special mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will honor him. So three things we have learned in this hadith: to give charity and to forgive others and to have humility. وعن أبي كبشة عمرو بن سعد الألماري رضي الله تعالى أنه سمع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: ثلاثة أقسم عليهن وأحدثكم حديثا فاحفظوه. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the three things I take a qasam upon, and one hadith I'm going to mention to you, so listen carefully to it, memorize it. ما نقص مال عبد من صدقة, the same meaning that a person's wealth will not decrease by giving sadaqah. In other words, the barakah will increase the wealth, or he'll have such wealth, the sadaqah will increase his wealth by giving barakah to the wealth. ولا ظلم عبد مظلمة صبر عليها إلا زاده الله عزا. When any person is oppressed and he exercises sabr upon it, somebody has harmed you, has oppressed you, you are making sabr on it, إِلَّا زَادَهُ اللَّهُ عِزًّا, except that Allah Ta'ala will give you honor because of your sabr. Somebody made zulam upon you, somebody harmed you, and you did not take any revenge. You made sabr, Allah will give you honor. وَلَا فَتَحَ عَبْدٌ بَابَ مَسْأَلَةٍ إِلَّا فَتَحَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ بَابَ فَقْرٍ أَوْ كَلِمَةً نَحْوَهَا. And when any person starts begging, obviously this is begging unnecessarily. When a person is under dire constraint, then there are reasons for him to beg. But if a person is just begging, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then opens the door of poverty upon him. وَحَدِّثُكُمْ حَدِيثًا فَاحْفَظُوهُ. And the hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that you must memorize. قَالَ إِنَّمَا الدُّنْيَا لِأَرْبَعَةِ نَفَرٍ. This dunya is for four types of people. عَبْدٍ رَزَقَهُ اللَّهُ مَالًا وَعِلْمًا فَهُوَ يَتَّقِي فِيهِ رَبَّهُ وَيَصِلُ فِيهِ رَحِمَهُ وَيَعْلَمُ لِلَّهِ فِيهِ حَقًّا وَهَذَا بِأَفْضَلِ الْمَنَازِلِ. The first person is that person whom Allah has given wealth to and knowledge. So he's got wealth and he has got knowledge, and he is fearing Allah Ta'ala through the wealth that Allah has given him. He fears Allah Ta'ala, the knowledge Allah has given him, he fears Allah Ta'ala through that knowledge. وَيَصِلُ فِيهِ رَحِمَهُ. He uses that to join ties, maintain ties, and he knows the right that Allah has in his wealth. فَهَذَا بِأَفْضَلِ الْمَنَازِلِ. He has the highest of positions. He is the most superior. So Allah had given him knowledge, Allah gave him wealth, he feared Allah Ta'ala, he fulfilled the rights of the knowledge and the wealth, he is at the highest position. Then وَعَبْدٍ رَزَقَهُ اللَّهُ عِلْمًا وَلَمْ يَرْزُقْهُ مَالًا فَهُوَ صَادِقُ النِّيَّةِ يَقُولُ لَوْ أَنَّ لِي مَالًا لَعَمِلْتُ بِعَمَلِ فُلَانٍ فَهُوَ بِنِيَّتِهِ فَأَجْرُهُمَا سَوَى. The second person is that person whom Allah has bestowed with rizq, and Allah has given him knowledge. Allah has given him knowledge, but Allah has not given him wealth. He's not a wealthy person. He's knowledgeable, but he's a poor person. But he has a very genuine, sincere niyat intention. What does he say? If I had wealth, then I would have also done the good deeds that that person is doing through his wealth. So he has this genuine, sincere niyat that if he had wealth, then he would also have given charity. فَأَجْرُهُمَا سَوَى. Then both these two people, the first person of the highest position and this person, their reward is equal because of his, the sincerity of his intention. The third person, وَعَبْدٍ رَزَقَهُ اللَّهُ مَالًا. Allah has given this third person wealth, abundant wealth. وَلَمْ يَرْزُقْهُ عِلْمًا. But Allah has not given him knowledge. فَهُوَ يَخْبِتُ فِي مَالِهِ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ. He just squanders his wealth, he wastes his wealth without having sufficient knowledge how to use the wealth. He is extravagant, he uses the wealth in haram. لَا يَتَّقِي فِيهِ رَبَّهُ. He does not fear Allah Ta'ala regarding his wealth. وَلَا يَصِلُ فِيهِ رَحِمَهُ. He does not even join ties by using his wealth. وَلَا يَعْلَمُ لِلَّهِ فِي حَقًّا. He does not know any right for Allah Ta'ala in his wealth. فَهَذَا بِأَخْبَثِ الْمَنَازِلِ. He is the worst of people. His position is the most inferior position because he didn't have any knowledge. He had wealth, but the wealth was used in haram avenues. Then the fourth person, وَعَبْدٍ لَمْ يَرْزُقُ اللَّهُ مَالًا وَلَا عِلْمًا. The fourth person is that person whom Allah has not given wealth to, not even knowledge. فهو يقول, but this person says, لو أن لي مالا لعملت فيه بعمل فلان فهو بنيته فوزره ما سوى راه تلميذي. He says, if I had wealth, I would have done like that and that person. In other words, the haram that they use their wealth in. For example, if the person built a casino, then he also has that niyat that I would have also built those things. Then, because of this type of niyat, this wrong niyat that he has, the evil intention, then he will also get sin like the one who preceded him, the one who did not have any knowledge, but Allah had given wealth, and he used the wealth in haram. This person, even not because he didn't have, because he had this evil intention, and although he didn't have wealth, then still he will also get sin like the person before him. So Allah Ta'ala protect us. Allah Ta'ala, if He's given us knowledge, then we must fear Allah Ta'ala with that knowledge. If He's given us wealth, then fear Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala with the wealth. Allah Ta'ala give all of us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah, alhamdulillahi, subhanallah.